Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's the annual Christmas Cheer Breakfast, and we are live on location at the Shaw Center, and the place is really starting to fill up now. The big social event on the Ottawa Christmas calendar has arrived. And our Prime Minister, he's not here personally, but he did offer gifts. Dental plans for everyone. Well, not everyone. That's only for healthcare. Healthcare is universal. Dental care, we're wading into the shallow end. Except, I don't know, it seems fairly deep, the end they're in. Families earning less than $90,000 a year can claim between $260 and $650 per child under the age of 12. And according to our Prime Minister, that's about a third of Canadians who don't have dental health insurance.
And for those who don't have insurance, it often is simply not possible or means making really, really difficult choices and trade-offs on what you can afford for your kids. Many children in low-income households are not getting the dental care they need, but as parents, we recognize that dental care is an essential part of children's health and well-being.
Put a pin in that comment there. Write that down, Katie. Low-income Canadians. Just put a note there. Remind me to say, I don't want to interrupt the Prime Minister, but put that down so I don't forget to talk about it later. So yesterday, the Prime Minister also said, he put it in real numbers. So, you know, it's about a third of Canadians don't have dental insurance. How many will actually be impacted by this? According to his numbers, it's about 500,000 Canadian kids.
Tax-free payments that will be made directly to parents. And the Canada Revenue Agency website is open today for applications. This is an important step in the right direction to make sure Canadian children get the dental care they need.
He was at Western University's School of Dentistry in London, Ontario. He said oral health is an intrinsic part of overall health.
There are 500,000 kids in this country who don't have access to dental care. And that means parents either don't send their kids to the dentist or have to make impossible choices about what not to buy for their kids if they're going to send them to the dentist.
Okay, so let's talk about this anti-inflationary plan of the Prime Minister's, because that's what he told us every time someone complains about inflation in the House of Commons. He was standing up saying, well, we're bringing in dentistry. Okay, so what does this really mean? There's so many things about this that just don't add up to me. I want you to know that I grew up in a household where my father most often in most of his job did not have a dental plan. So I know what it is like to suffer dental pain, to have a cavity and not be able to afford to fix it. In fact, I had a number of teeth removed when I was young that could have been saved, but it was cheaper to remove them, and I got the bridges now to prove it. So this is not coming from a guy, listen, I do well now, I have a nice house, nice car, dental plan, my kids' teeth, we could even put braces, we could afford to do all of that. So, but believe me, I know where he's coming from here. No kid should suffer dental pain, this is terrible. But either do it or do not do it. You know, there's a headline I saw this morning, I think it was on CTV's webpage, Ottawa Valley dentists approve and applaud the new dental plan. But when you dig into the details of dentistry at Armprior, the owner, said just 5 to 7% of his clients are children 12 and under. So maybe that's significant to you, maybe it's not. But I told you, Katie, to put a pin on this idea of low-income Canadians. If you're earning less than $90,000, you can claim some money for a child. $90,000. Now, do you consider that low-income? $90,000. I'm a single dad with a five-year-old who has a cavity, and I make $89,000 a year. Do you think that everybody else in the country, including people making $40,000 a year, their tax money should be used to help the guy who's making $89,000 a year fill a cavity for his kid? Because I don't. Where did they come up with this number? So $90,000 now is low-income Canadians? Well, I hope they'll remember that at tax time. Because last time I looked at the income tax I pay, the amount of tax I pay starts to multiply very quickly, long before you get to $90,000. So are we all agreeing on this now? If you make less than $90,000 a year, you're poor. Is that the deal? And by the way, if I live in Timmins and I make $89,000 a year versus I live in downtown Ottawa, am I still poor? Am I rich now? How? That's just so arbitrary to put a number on it. So arbitrary. I have a friend who owns his own business, drives three really nice cars, three beautiful luxury cars, lives in a bigger house than I do. He bragged to me a couple of years ago that after he met with his accountant, he managed to get his income down to $70,000 a year. $70,000 a year. I know this guy's worth millions, but his income is $70,000 a year. So I got to pay to fill his kids' cavities. I don't want to pay to fill his kids' cavities, but that's what his income is. So either give everybody dental coverage under 12 or don't. Right? $90,000. Somebody's making $90,000 a year and their kids get free dental care. That is absurd. And by the way, have you ever been to a dentist? Up to $650 a year does not cover a lot. So if I'm a single mom and I'm making $28,000 a year, $650 is not going to help me a whole lot. But luckily, I'm the single dad who's making $89,000 a year, and that $650 will put gas in my Lexus. I just find it preposterous. I do. If you're going to bring in dental care, bring in dental care. To half measure it like this is preposterous. Families making less than $90,000 a year. And the go back to clip number one. This is what our prime minister considers to be low income. I will remind him of this, I'm sure, at some other time.
And for those who don't have insurance, it often is simply not possible or means making really, really difficult choices and trade-offs on what you can afford for your kids. Many children in low-income households are not getting the dental care they need. But low as parents, households. We recognize...
Low-income households. Less than $90,000 a year. Oh, those poor people who only make $85,000 a year. I weep for them. I don't think you're rich at $85,000 a year based on what it costs to buy a house these days in Ottawa. Not saying that, but come on. $80,000 a year can mean a whole lot of things to a whole lot of different families. The Morning Rush.